Welcome to Icons Behind Brands, the podcast where we unravel the minds of influential figures shaping the future of branding. In our upcoming episode, we are privileged to have Ms. Charu Malhotra as our esteemed guest, Chief Brand Officer and Group Head of Marketing at APL Apollo Tubes. Remarkable career trajectory, having held pivotal positions at Hindware, Somani Ceramics, Amway, and Citi, with over two decades of experience in brand revitalization and transformation, Charu is all set to enlighten us with insights and knowledge. So tune in for the masterclass in brand evolution and market domination. So a very warm welcome to you, Charu, on Icons Behind Brands.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Would love to start from knowing your background and journey a little bit.
Yeah. So I've been working for around 22 plus years now. I started my career in 2020. Mm-hmm. And it's been a very, very exciting journey right from across industries. So I started with an FMCG brand, and then I moved on to a Citi, which is banking. I worked as a branch head, and I was digging into the P&L statements and balance sheets for like 4 years there. And post that is when I moved into marketing. So Amway was my first hit with marketing. And then since last 15 years, I've been into brands extensively across multinational as well as Indian brands. Last decade has been primarily into building material and infra industry. Where my major part has been with tiles industry, tiles and baths over the last decade. And now I'm with APL Apollo.
So want to understand, since we are in the era of digital, first now. So want to understand in this rapidly changing digital landscape, how do you ensure that the marketing strategies remain innovative and also adaptable to the new trends at the same time?
I'd like to mention that, erstwhile FMCGs and FMCDs were considered to be very aggressive in marketing with building material and more commodity-based products like tiles, baths, steel, all of these being, relatively more conventional in traditional marketing. But as the consumer landscape changed, so the difference between the B2B and the B2C marketing kind of diminished. So that kind of blurred. And today, these B2B companies and these erstwhile commodity-driven brands like tiles and surfaces and bath, they acquired a new meaning. And today, they are more of a brand phenomena where you do need not just conventional marketing. You need to be digital first. You need to be innovative as a marketer. You need to be agile. Because that's the requirement of the fast-paced changing consumer landscape. So that's what brings me to your question now, that when we talk about the digital-first era, it is so very important that brands today connect with these consumers across different multiple touch points, across the consumer journey. And tech interventions are so very necessary. The industry that I am in today, it's so very important to have a digital persona of the brand. Hence, digital marketing plays a very, very crucial role when we talk about the consumer funnel, whether it is your brand awareness, or you're talking about the consideration phase, or you're talking about engagement with our key influencers. So I talk about my kind of an industry. We have contractors, we have architects, we have fabricators, and then we have these loyalty and engagement programs, which again, we use our apps and our, the entire host of digital platforms to connect with them. So again, as marketer, you have to be agile and be kind of, transforming your marketing strategy every, with every changing consumer behavior and requirement. Apart from that, we're also using a lot of 3D models and simulations because as steel tubes, as steel structures, we're into structural steel tube construction, which is the next future, which is the future in construction. So we're using these 3D simulation models to kind of present our projects to the projects, builders, contractors. So again, digital is not something which is used by a specific set of companies. It is the era of digital technology. using data analytics into each and every aspect of how you communicate with the consumer, what kind of personalized communication you have to deliver to the consumer. So yeah, as marketeers, even in building material industry and infra industry today, it does play a very, very significant role.
Superb. You have seen a significant change and dynamics of, you know, how marketing was a few years back, especially in this field of, you know, building materials, where conventional and traditional marketing was the main. And now where digital is also taking a front seat in almost every industry. So how was the, you know, witnessing this change? How has the change been, and what were the challenges you have faced in the between, and how is the media mix now? You know, how it looks now?
Yeah, he has access to quick information through all the digital platforms that he's surrounded with, whether it is social media, whether it is apps, whether it is websites, and this has made his decision making very quick. But apart from that, it has also confused him. He's overwhelmed with all the information around him.
Yes.
And hence, from brands, because there's so much of information, and brands from all over are trying to bombard with various communications all across.
Yes.
And hence, today's consumer is seeking more suggestive communication from the brands, more genuine, more customized, more personalized. Mm-hmm. And hence, for brands, it is so very important to kind of talk to the consumers in a very suggestive communication. They're trying to seek suggestions. They're wanting brands to handhold them through the consumer funnel. One more important aspect that today we see is that they don't follow a very set pattern on the consumer journey. The journey has overall shortened. Mm-hmm. And then there are hundreds of different moments that consumers have where brands try and interact with them. And those right moments with the right kind of tech interventions, which are backed by digital analytics, is something that probably consumers are wanting, and brands can make the best use of their communication as well as obviously their monies if they try and communicate with the right kind of tech interventions. So that's why today when we talk about digital interventions, it's so important to understand the kind of journey that the consumer is undertaking.
Right.
That's first thing. Second very significant change that we see is the overall experience or the immersive experience in the consumers wanting today.
Right.
And hence, the use of AR and VR tools. So since I've been a part of the building material industry, I'll try to give some examples here.
Would be great.
And this is like about a decade back when, VR, AR were very, very new subjects.
Yeah. Right.
When I was working for a renowned tiles brand, and we introduced the first tiles visualizer to the industry. And we placed these tile visualizers, which was obviously VR-based, at different showrooms, because we had these high-on experience showrooms. And we wanted the consumer, because it's a touch-and-feel product. Mm-hmm. And homes, as you know, today have acquired a new meaning altogether. So consumers want to be very, very picky, very choosy in what they put in their homes. So he could walk up to a store, he could select tiles, he could see how it would look in a drawing room or a bedroom, living room, a bedroom, bathroom, or probably a outdoor area or a garden area. And he could also probably mix and match the tiles. So it was a tile visualizer based on VR that we had implemented about a decade back when these subjects were relatively very new. Engagement is something that consumers today are seeking for, and brands obviously, using these digital tools is imperative.
Right.
You can't do without them.
Right.
You have to go ahead with them. So yeah, that in a nutshell is what sums up for the kind of new digital tools that we are looking at. We're also looking at chatbots for our website, because today a consumer seeks very, very, quick response time from the brands. And
it sounds pretty fascinating to understand in terms of how the marketing team might have implemented. Now the high for marketing team is, first of all, ROI, and then the customer's reaction.
So see, as I said, that this is a very high touch on feel product, and hence you can't do away with the brick and mortar stores.
Yeah.
But the consumers who are walking in, first of all, they do their primary search obviously online, but when they walk up to a store after that, you know, long consumer journey that they kind of undertake when they talk about their home purchases, they want to see how that product will fit in into their room. So, for example, it is a trade intensive industry. So our dealers are very, very excited to, our franchisee stores were very, very excited to have these kind of products
Superb.
in their stores because it helped in conversion. So in case
Yeah.
there was a customer who was walking into a store, it was relatively very easy for the franchisee partner to convert, or the sales guy to convert him in the store, because the person would actually see how the product would look in their
Right.
homes, and the
Right.
decision making was quicker and
Yeah.
much more convincing.
How do you see, like, what are some emerging trends in AI marketing that you find particularly very exciting and promising at this point, Charu?
So AI, I mean, today I would say more than any other department, it's marketing department that
Yes.
has been using AI the most, and it's a game changer for us.
True.
So again, across the consumer funnel, right from starting to understanding the consumer's needs, requirements, to the fitment of the product,
Yeah.
AI and data analytics is being used extensively everywhere.
Right.
To put it in a very simple manner, when a consumer starts his online search,
Yeah.
from there, trying to kind of predict his future behavior, to sending him a customized communication at various points in his journey, I mean, all that is possible with AI and predictive algorithms and the analytics that all marketers have started using big time now. Apart from that, AI is also being used to shape campaign narratives.
Okay.
As marketers, we'd be keen to understand if you're launching a new campaign, what would the consumer want to know? What would he want to know? What would he want to hear? What would he want to get engaged with? So campaign narratives are being shaped up using a lot of this AI and data analytics. And apart from that, again, hyper-personalization is the key today. So because the consumer's bombard is bombarded with information, he wants to seek a very, very personalized communication. And with AI, it's all that is very possible. Predicting his future behavior is possible. Suggestive selling is possible. Recommendations are possible.
Yeah.
So AI is changing the game of marketing big way.
Yeah. Now, Charu, let me understand. See, being in a position where you are, heading the marketing, heading the teams, it needs a lot of effort and skills towards managing all these skills. I want to understand, how do you balance, acknowledging difficulties while also inspiring your team to stay focused, motivated, and optimistic at the same time?
It's, I guess, work every day. So you have to work towards your team, I guess, every day to keep them motivated. I mean,
Yeah.
that's the key task for a manager. And more than that, I believe it's so very important to give them a very, very cohesive and a collaborative culture within the team.
Okay.
Because it's important that they rely on each other as well. So there has to be a lot of coherence within the team members. And while there are organization objectives, while there are team objectives, there are also individual objectives that one wants to fulfill. So it's
True.
so very important to kind of, maintain that synergy between the team's objectives as well as individual objectives, so that the person feels satisfied, feels convinced, and feels satiated with the kind of creative work that he is doing at the end of the day. And I try and maintain a lot of transparency and communication with my team. We have very clearly defined objectives. There are weekly review meetings that happen. There are once in a fortnight, we also try and kind of get together for a fun, small fun outing,
Oh
meeting,
yeah.
whatever. Because it's, again, it's so very important to kind of balance it out.
Now with this, we are moving towards a section called rapid fire round, which is a little fun and also allows our viewers to know you as a person a little more. Rules are simple, either one word answer or as minimum as possible. So are we good to
Okay.
go?
That's
Perfect. So, Charu, tell me, what has been your favorite age so far?
My current age, I wouldn't
mentioned what age, but my current age.
Super.
I'm more confident, more satisfied,
beautiful,
comfortable in my space.
Beautiful. What is your favorite work memory?
When I was first given an international assignment in US, a serene valley in South California in STEM Tech.
Super. What has changed the most since you have started working here?
I've probably inculcated more patience.
What advice would you give an employee on their first day of work?
Absorb and listen more,
mm-hmm,
and understand the culture.
Super. If you could not work in this industry, what profession would you pursue?
Food supplements, nutraceuticals.
Super. When are you most productive?
11 to 4.
Nice. That's a great time, actually. The working hours fall in this place.
Most of the time, I wake up.
Yeah.
I wake up at around 10:30, 11. I feel that.
Otherwise, the irony is most of the time people are most productive in the night after the working hours. You have already worked and now you're more productive. So
I sleep at 10. I wake up at 6. My body clock is that way.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I'm most productive at 11, between 4 and 5.
Nice.
I follow a very, very disciplined lifestyle that way.
Yeah, yeah. And morning helps you. Like, everybody is different. But even for me, if morning helps you to, you know, feel refreshed and recharge the whole day.
Yeah, yeah.
What advice would you... Sorry. What would you change about yourself if given a chance?
Oh... Again, I think I've acquired more patience, but then I'll probably work more towards it.
Super. What advice would you give to your younger self?
Again, the same thing. I wish I wasn't as aggressive. I guess I've acquired more wisdom in handling complex situations now than I was in my younger self. I was more aggressive. So...
What is your message for any aspiring marketing professional?
Very important, but I would take a minute here.
Yes.
One, definitely marketing is something that you can't do without passion. So passion in everything that you do. You should be looking forward to create something new every day. Last, yeah, very important, marketers, I mean, there is an over-obsession, mm-hmm, around over-efficiency and ROI in marketing, which shouldn't be the case. As a marketer, you should have a balanced approach towards building the brand,
mm-hmm,
and demand generation activities, else the brand goes nowhere in the long run.
So I thoroughly enjoyed it and I am glad that we made it and you are here on Icons Behind Brand. So thank you for being here, Charu.
Thank you for having me here. Thank you so much, Davina. Thank you.
Superb.